I'm going to be reading from my third book of poetry called B-Sides, Cheap Dives, and Hot Chili Cheese Fries. I hope no one takes offense to this poem. It's the introduction. It looks like a beer bottle. This one's for the crazies, the lazies, the drunks and the punks, the dorks, the nerds, the potheads, the bums, the outcasts, the stoners, the freaks and the geeks, the slackers, the weirdos, the scroungers, the weak, the fuck-ups, the failures, the deadbeat, the weasels, the moochers, the loafers, all my kinds of people.
That's all of those things I
got. I gathered that. No offense. So, I'm just going to read some poems. I got myself timed, so. This one's the first poem of the book. It's called All of a Sudden I Miss Everything. I miss the warmth when it's cold, the books that I've sold, the rain when it's dry, the clouds in the sky, the hot summer sun and the wintertime fun, the snow and the ice when it's pleasant and nice, my exes, my spouse, my little cat mouse, the breeze in the air when autumn is near, the feeling you get when you go for the win, the weight that I've lost in my double chin, and though we are now about to begin, please tell me why I miss everything. Anyone got an answer? I sure as hell don't. All right, this one's kind of topical. It's called The Goddess. Men are aggressive and like to start wars. They like the bloodshed, they love the gore. They like the power and the rat race. So if women ran the world, it would be a better place.
Yeah.
Yeah. This one's called World Domination. At first I thought I wanted to be famous. Then I read a quote by Ray Charles that said, I never wanted to be famous, I only wanted to be great. And I thought, yeah, that's the ticket. But then I gave it more thought and realized that I don't want either of those things. The only thing I really want is world domination. That's it. That's all I ask. Thanks. All right, probably do two more.
Okay.
Absolutely nothing. I appreciate yoga, I like to read, I revel in travel, I adore TV. I fancy fine dining, dig riding my bike. I'm fond of old movies, I enjoy a hike. I'm smitten with tennis, I welcome long walks. I'm into bowling, I worship good talks. I'm crazy about road trips, I relish the gym. I rejoice at concerts, I'm pleased by a swim. And I treasure the beach and savor the shore, but it's the time in between that I love even more. You gotta take that time for yourself. You know, if you can sit with yourself and be happy, then you are a happy person. And I am a happy person. So I wanted to do one about socialism, if I can find it. Well, good thing I'm giving myself time. This one's also topical. I should have written it down, but I didn't. Where is it? Sorry. Little lull here. Huh. Can't find it. It's okay. I read something else. Just who in the hell is Michael J. Clark? It has always been a dream of mine to be a contestant on Jeopardy, but I really don't think that I've got what it takes. So I guess I'll just try to settle for my second dream then, which is simply to be a question to one of the answers. All right, this one's called Purpose. This will be my last one. Cure the sick, remove garbage, reduce emissions, lower carbon, build new roads, plan a city, join the local school committee, volunteer, instruct classes, drive a bus, prescribe glasses, translate language, be a vet, support our troops and our pets, give massages, plan out landscape, help some folks to get in shape, explain and show, coach and teach, impart wisdom, assist with speech, be a surgeon or a retail clerk, devote your life to social work, and realize that all are sisters, brothers. So find your purpose, go help others. Thank you very much.